Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Health Cafe. I'm your host, Vanessa, and you guys are probably wondering where the heck I've been. I'm not going to lie. I absolutely fell off of podcasting the last few months, and we're going to get into it, but it is really because 2024 has been such a work switch and shift for me. I've really been focusing on the Health Cafe, and by that I mean the studio in person. It has taken up a lot more of my time and energy aside from content creation, and like I said, we will chat a little bit more about it, but I'm excited to be back and to slowly start bringing back the podcast. I have some exciting things coming up, so you guys can definitely get excited. This is not just a random one-off episode. We are back into it. We are back, baby. So let's just hop right in. Let's chat through our segments. You guys know the deal. First up, what is fueling me today? What am I grateful for if you're new around here? What's pushing me to work on my passions? Or basically, what is helping me get my shit done? I could list a lot of things right now. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I feel fueled with life, which I think is why I'm ready to get back on the podcast in the podcast space. But first up, it's opportunities. I have been presented with so many growth opportunities in the last few months. We're going to talk a little bit about a quarter year recap, seeing as we are past a quarter of 2024. We are done the first quarter. I'm definitely feeling very blessed and happy. I'm satisfied with my work, and I think I'm putting less emphasis on performance in terms of how things perform and more so the effort that I'm putting into my work, which I think is honestly a better measure of success. I think we can get really caught up in measuring ourselves by numbers or by how things do that are based outside of our control, but rather if we measure ourselves based on our actual efforts and inputs and how we're doing and learning and growing, you'll be so much more content in everything that you do. And I think that's really what I've been finding recently. So I have definitely been finding fuel in leaning into new opportunities, leaning into growth, leaning into just pursuing things that I never really thought might really be possible. Like, we're big dreams, but they're slowly coming to fruition, and just seeing growth is so motivating and is really pushing me right now. Next up, what I'm sipping on, what is going on in life. Let me give you a little life update, because we definitely have a lot to catch up on, let me tell you that much. And I could honestly do a whole nother episode on recent life updates and what's been going on in life, but first off, let's start with I had my bridesmaid proposal brunch in February, as well as I went to New York to go wedding dress shopping for the first time. Both big steps in kind of my wedding and bridal journey, and I feel like February was a big bridal and wedding planning month for me. March took more of a backseat in that, and that I really focused in and honed in on work and just tried to get some new projects on the go and off the ground, which if you guys are up to date on my YouTube, you'll have seen at my working day in my life and know that there are some exciting projects and things in the works. I have mentioned this before, and I think that 2024 has such good energy. I feel so buzzy about 2024, and we are already like past 3 months into it, so I feel like that should just tell you something. I feel like I've been putting effort into the things that I want to put effort into, and cutting back on the things that were draining my energy, and honestly just taking a lot of time to realign myself, find where my goals truly lie and what I really want to be working on and working towards for my future. And obviously a big part of that is wedding planning and this whole bridal journey. I know I've mentioned it and talked about it before, but I am one of those girls that grew up dreaming of my wedding. So the fact that it is now around the corner, we are just over a year out, is so exciting and also a little bit scary. Like, it's such a big time in my life, and maybe I'm putting too much emphasis on it, but I love it so much, and I have loved every step of the journey. It's been stressful, it's been exciting, it's been fun, and I have loved every piece of it. But at the same time, I've had so much growth and new things coming in work that just balancing it has been a bit of a struggle, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I have almost like four different caps that I put on and take off, and I'm slowly learning how to, I guess, manage myself better, seeing as I'm working, I feel like, almost three different jobs. And like I said, with those caps, it's like putting on my wedding planning cap and taking it off, and putting on my health cafe cap and taking it off, and then putting on my content creator cap and taking it off, and putting on my friend, sister, fiance cap and taking it off, and just learning how to intermingle and balance all of them together is, I think, such a big part of adulthood. And again, we can go deeper on this in another episode. I feel like I have so much to talk about it, but that has been what my personal first quarter of 2024 has really looked like, is trying to find a balance of that and still not having it fully figured out. I don't think I ever will, but flowing back and forth between what does balancing all these different caps and tasks really look like for me, and how can I do it in a healthy balance. But I think I went a little bit too far there. Let's dial it back in and go back to February, my bridesmaid proposal. I'm not gonna lie, I'm actually really surprised that some of the content on that went viral, but I am obsessed with how it turned out. It was my dream bridesmaid proposal, a very minimal kind of green theme in the color scheme. I was able to gift my girls some of their favorite and my favorite items, things for the wedding, and just things that I know that they love and they did love. And that was such a special time that I got to share with them. And then a few short weeks after that, getting to go to New York with one of my bridesmaids as well as my mom was such a dream as well. I got to go to some stores that we obviously don't have here in Toronto. Like Vera Wang Bridal was an absolute dream. I don't think I'm going to experience a bridal appointment like that anywhere else. It was top notch. Getting to go to Kleinfeld's and live out my dream of being on Say Yes to the Dress. Obviously not being on Say Yes to the Dress, but being in just the vicinity where they film, meeting some of the stylists that have been on the show for years was such a dream fulfilled. I grew up watching Say Yes to the Dress with my mom, and just that was incredible. I tried on some amazing, beautiful dresses, found a few that I absolutely loved, but as we are sitting here currently on April 12th, I have not found my dress yet. I have a few very top contenders, but not the one yet. But trust me, you guys will know. You will know when I have found the one and when I finally decide on a dress or try one on that absolutely blows everything else out of the water. Anyways, that is going to be it for the little catch-up because I don't want to ramble on too much about that. So let's hop into my recent go-tos. First up, the Laneige Hyaluronic Acid Water Bank Moisturizer. This was a game changer this winter. This was the first time I'd ever tried this moisturizer, and let me tell you, the skin was looking plump, she was looking firm, she was hydrated, glowy, dewy. The moisturizer was giving everything that it needed to give. I'm obsessed with it, I'm still using it, and we are mid-April. It has been my go-to moisturizer. My next recent fave, Indigo pajamas. I have been a PJ girl this last few months. I asked for PJs for Christmas. I asked for PJs for my birthday. I have been a matching PJ set girly and I am living for it. And the indigo ones are just the softest things I have ever put on my body. They are like butter, like a second skin. They're so comfy and they also come in so many cute colors. So I currently have like three pairs of them and I'm just rotating them. I love them. And then the next thing I have been loving is my Hatch alarm. I got it for Christmas and it has been such a game changer. Obviously, we're now past the spring clock time change, but in January, February, and into March, to be able to get up early, it was a game changer because I love waking up to the sun. I love waking up and it being bright. Waking up in the dark is not my thing, not my forte, and if it is yours, go you, because I don't understand how you guys do it, but the sunrise alarm, waking up with my room already being bright, just, it was amazing. Made wake-ups so much easier, and I think honestly eased me into waking up even better too, which I know is what it's supposed to do, and I feel like I'm just basically telling you guys what it's supposed to do, but like, it does what it does. So if you've been thinking about investing in it, do it. It is so worth it. Now, what you guys have all been waiting for, getting into spilling today's tea. We are going to do a little first quarter of the year check-in. Check-in on how the first 4 months of 2024 have been for you. Before doing anything else, I want you to pause this episode, grab a journal, grab a pen, sit down, and just let all the thoughts free flow out of your brain on how the first 3 months of the year have been for you. How have you been doing mentally? How have you been doing physically? How have you been emotionally, spiritually? Write down anything and everything that comes to mind and make yourself basically a blank canvas to be receptive to everything new coming in for the next quarter. I think that in the first quarter of the year, at least in the first month of the year, we are often the most motivated. We are set on our goals, we're excited for the new year, but it tends to teeter off in February and March. We lose sight of what it is that we wanted to do for the first few months of the year. We tend to fall off on our goals, we fall off on our habits, we fall out of routine and fall back into old patterns and habits. The first month of the year really sets the tone for the following months, which is why I personally love doing a every quarter reset and kind of like a detox check-in with myself, and almost treating every quarter like a mini year within itself, I think really sets you up for success even further. Versus, say, if you fall off within the second and third months, that's okay because your essentially new year is just around the corner for you to take a step back, reset, realign yourself, and hop back on that train, that wagon, and get back onto your goals. That being said, now is a great time to pull out that goal planner that you had and reevaluate where you're at. Look at the goals that you set for yourself. Maybe it was in the first week of January. Maybe it was in December. Maybe it wasn't until later in January. Whenever it was, grab wherever you wrote down those goals and look at them and be brutally honest with yourself. Have you absolutely fallen off track? Have you stayed on track? Are you close to completing some of those goals? Or are you somewhere in the middle? Maybe you're making good progress or you're making slow progress, but you're not quite where you want to be. This is the time to be brutally honest with yourself. You're going to look at those goals and write down a little statement of how you're doing to achieve and attain it. Sometimes life likes to throw us curveballs and we completely get screwed away from where we wanted to be, and that is totally okay, but it is important to realign yourself, or maybe even your goals have changed as well. So even realigning yourself, redefining your goals, maybe the goals that you set at the beginning of the year, maybe you've had a lot of personal growth or changes in your life and those goals that you set no longer align with the direction that you're moving towards or the person that you want to be and grow into. Maybe you need to rewrite some of your goals, cross out some of the ones that no longer align. Now, all that being said, I do think it is really easy to set super high goals for ourselves, just set goals in general and not really know how to make progress on them or work towards actually achieving them. It is also really easy to set something that we want to do for ourselves and not have a perfect plan. It's okay to not have a perfect plan. It's okay to fall off your routine or fall off the path that's getting you to your goals, but the question remains of how do you get back on when you've fallen off your routine or you've fallen off of your goals? I'm going to pivot a little bit and talk a little bit more specifically about wellness and a wellness routine and wellness goals in general, because these are typically the habits and goals that we set for ourselves all at once. Maybe you want to start drinking more water, take your vitamins more regularly, work out 5 times a week, and maybe you do none of those things right now. Or maybe you did them at one point in time, but you no longer do it at all, or you rarely do it. Like, I'm talking like you do 1 out of the 5 things that you do and you just want to get back into your routine. Or maybe you fell out of your routine because it wasn't working for you, because you didn't find enjoyment in it. You didn't see that the things that you were doing were really helping you or benefiting you, and so you kind of fell off your wellness journey. You fell out of your routine. What do you do now? I have been in the exact place that you are in. If you are feeling this way, you're not alone. It is so common for us to fall out of routine, to fall off of habits. I think it is so stigmatized that once you have a habit, you're kind of stuck with it and you are good in your routine. Or there are these people that are on social media that are so disciplined and in their routine every single day of every minute of their lives. I would like to call those people super dialed. I have recently been introduced to that word by a friend who uses it all the time, and we would call those people super dialed. But those people still have off days. They still have off weeks. They still get off routine and have to get themselves back on track and fall back in love with the routine that was getting them to where they wanted to be. Again, I know exactly how you're feeling, what you're going through. It wasn't that long ago that I had a good period of time where I was off my routine, not so much off my fitness routine, but I just didn't feel as in love with my habits and my wellness journey and routine. I didn't journal for probably a good 3 to 4 months. I just wasn't enjoying it. I didn't see the point in it. I was still working out just because that's something that I genuinely enjoy, but losing a little bit of interest in my weightlifting routine. So one of the biggest things that you can do if you're starting to find that you're falling out of love with your routine or you're falling off of it because you don't enjoy it anymore is switch things up. And switching it up can look like a lot of different things in a lot of different ways depending on what it is that you're kind of falling out of love with. For example, if it's your fitness routine, maybe it's trying something else. Maybe you used to love weightlifting and it's just not doing the same for you as what it used to. You're not loving it anymore. You're not finding enjoyment. You're finding going to the gym a chore. Going to the gym and working out should never be a chore. Should always be something that you find enjoyment in, that you look forward to. You're moving your body and it feels good. Working out should feel good. And that's something I will always emphasize. And I will die on that hill of you shouldn't hate working out. Working out shouldn't be something you dread. You should actually like it. And so for me, I started feeling like I was craving something different. I have been weightlifting for, I want to say like 7 years, having a consistent routine, like weightlifting 3 to 4 times a week, and I still enjoy it, but there was days where I'm like, I'm just dragging my butt to the gym, and I would feel better after, but it still wasn't the same. So something that I started doing was incorporating running, doing a little bit of hybrid training, and it has changed how I go to the gym and enjoy weightlifting so much more. Just even by simply adding 1 day of running in a week has changed my workout routine so much. So maybe for you, it's adding in a day of biking or trying some new workout classes or maybe spin or just something you haven't tried before. Getting out of routine in that way or finding a new routine, you could really surprise yourself on what you would like, especially when it comes to working out. I have been surprised by how much I enjoy quite literally almost any type of exercise. Like, put me in a spin class and I'm vibing. Put me in a Pilates class and it's a friggin' burn. Put me in a yoga class and I'm more meditative and mellow. And maybe that's just me personally and my personality type. I love all types of workouts, but you need to find what makes you tick, what you enjoy, what gives you a good workout, but leaves you feeling happy and glad that you did that workout. Like the workout that you get excited to go to, whether it's because you're putting on a cute outfit to go to that workout and then you feel good when you leave the workout, or maybe it's because you end up dripping sweat. Maybe that's what you crave. Maybe you get a good endorphins rush, like runner's high. Whatever it is, you may need to switch it up and find something else in terms of working out that will give you that same drive and passion. And the same thing honestly goes for any type of wellness-related habit. Sometimes it just takes falling out of routine and then getting back into it to realize how much you were missing it from your life. For me, I had mentioned that I stopped journaling for probably about 3 to 4 months, and it was becoming a chore to sit down every morning and go, what am I grateful for? Doing the same 5-minute gratitude practice every day started becoming a chore. Or even sitting down and doing my one page a day and trying to reflect, I didn't want to do it. It wasn't feeling like it was doing anything for me. And so I stopped. I was just like, that's it. I don't care. I'm not doing it. And it wasn't like all of a sudden I quit journaling altogether. It was more so like, okay, if I was doing it 5 days a week, slowly went down to 4, then 3, then 2, and then all of a sudden I wasn't doing it at all. And it wasn't until recently that someone asked me if I had journaled recently that I thought about it. And I was like, no, I don't think I've journaled in months, actually. And later that day, I actually sat down and did a huge brain dump and felt so much lighter afterwards. And just re-realized kind of the effects that journaling had on me personally and the impacts of not necessarily gratitude every morning, though I do know that gratitude is still so important, but just being able to be a deeper thinker and really sit through and think through the things that I go through, whether it's daily or weekly, and just think a little bit more about who I am as a person, how I'm living, how can I grow, what are the things that I'm going through and how do I feel about them? I honestly think it's a form of self-love. It's very self-intuitive and deepens your connection with yourself to be able to sit down and ask yourself these hard questions and write out what you truly think about them. And maybe that's, again, just me personally. Maybe journaling truly is something you don't see the benefit in. I'm not saying you have to journal. I'm just using it as a reference, as an example point of if there was once a habit or something that you loved that you fell out of routine, sometimes it just takes falling out of routine to rediscover your love for it. And then we come to the habits that you don't love, you don't hate. They're not really a pain to do, but at the same time, like, they're kind of annoying, but you know they're beneficial. Like, maybe it's taking your vitamins every morning. Maybe it's like drinking more water. It's just something you find kind of obnoxious to do. Find a way to switch it up. Find a way to make it more fun. Maybe it's adding electrolytes to your water, or maybe it's spicing it up and adding some lemon or cucumber or mint, just something that's gonna make it pop, make it a little bit more interesting and kind of give your brain a little bit of a chemical switch of being like, hey, this isn't water. This is like something different. This is fun. I'm romanticizing it. I'm making it more interesting. Maybe it is literally just taking a video of it because you're romanticizing drinking your water. And sometimes that's all we have to do to get back into routine is how can you make it more enjoyable? How can you make it more fun for yourself? And how can you have a mentality switch around that habit that you're starting to find is a chore, but you know is important for your wellness and for your health? With all of that being said, if you are wherever you are in your wellness journey, take this as a sign to either get back on, to keep going, and to always romanticize your life. I think in your late teens, your early 20s, your mid 20s, your late 20s, life can be so confusing and weird, and we have so many big goals for ourselves and where we want to be in life. And I think that our routines are not only detrimental to helping us get to be where we want, but our routines should be something that we enjoy. And if it's not something that you enjoy, try romanticizing the little things, taking life in its stride, and just enjoying it to the fullest. You should enjoy all the little moments and get the most out of life. That is my two cents on that, but we are going to wrap up today's episode. I wanted to keep it kind of short and sweet to kind of just get us back into the flow of the Health Cafe podcast, but I really hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I know I am so super happy to be back and chatting with you guys on here. It honestly just feels like more of a real and raw way to chat, and I know I say this often. As much as I love YouTube, I do love sitting down and chatting with you guys for like 30 minutes straight. I feel like you get to know me a little bit more, you get to learn a little bit, and yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. If you have any topic requests, definitely let me know. I'm taking topic requests right now, and I want to hear what you guys want me to speak on or any guests you want on the podcast. I definitely think having more guests on and overall just being a little bit more informative. My original vision and goal for this podcast was always for it to be not only super open, deep, transparent conversations, but transparent conversations with health and wellness practitioners and surrounding health and wellness to kind of destigmatize the fitness and wellness industry. And I think I want to get back to those roots a little bit while also keeping with the real chats and the motivation. So you guys let me know, you know? But if you use Spotify to listen to the podcast, there will be a poll for the episode. I would love for you guys to answer it. And that is it from me. I hope you loved this episode. If you did, be sure to leave a rate, review, and subscribe. There will be so much more coming from me and the Health Cafe podcast in the coming months. I'm so excited to be back in this space. I can't say that enough. But I love you all so, so much. And you will all hear me in the next episode.